Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Buckling Zach Brown Band. Get all the details underneath our concert and event tab, WBEE.com. TJ Bo, Hope the producer, extraordinaire. She's kind of doing everything now.
Yeah.
She makes coffee. She fluffs it up with her little... What is that called?
A frother.
Frother. Do you know anybody else who uses a frother?
No.
No.
Nope.
Me neither. First time I've ever experienced that.
I mean, I know it's a thing. Obviously, I see a lot of them for sale. So clearly, it's a thing. They got big ones, small ones, travel ones. I was like, that's ridiculous, Hope. But yeah, they're out there. I see a lot of them.
And I was trying to ease into this, but... Why is Steve, your husband, rubbing raw potatoes and salt all over his body? All over.
I don't know why. He loves any idea that there's like some old school hack that our forefathers may have known about that we no longer practice that actually works better than any modern medicine.
So instead of an old wives' tale, it's an old Steve tale.
Exactly. It's a Steve tale. Mm-hmm. Same reason when the kids used to get sick, he used to cut onions and put them all over the house. And I'd walk in and the house would smell like a giant armpit. I'm like, it's so gross. Why is it so stinky in here? Yeah. And he's like, you know, it absorbs the viruses.
What?
Viruses in the air. I was like, so does Lysol. Like, just spray some Lysol. This is awful. So he loves that kind of stuff. So he, of course, got poison ivy. Just like we knew he would when he cut down the trees. We tried to take all the precautions. He's just super allergic to it. So he's got all of these, it's on his hands, it's on his eye, and it's on his chest. So he starts rubbing salt. He's like, boy, that salt really dried it up, dried those up. And he goes, and don't throw those potatoes out. The potatoes with the little spuds on them. He goes, because I've been putting those on my skin. I go, wait a minute. You've been rubbing salt. Yep, it seems to work. And potatoes. So in his mind... Salt and potatoes are better than any ivy rest or anything that we've bought, any poison ivy medicine over the counter. So he has left all of those, chamomile lotion, all of it in the dust, and just exclusively been using salt, sliced a potato, rubbing raw potato.
Now, I saw Steve and you, of course, at the St. Patrick's Day Parade. That's well over a week now.
Yeah.
And he was telling me about his poison ivy everywhere.
Yeah.
And I mean everywhere, he told me.
Yeah. It's been rough.
Which brought up the question, what do you wear when you cut trees that you're getting poison ivy everywhere?
He's like, I don't know. I don't know why it got... Well, such nether regioness.
Yeah. Doesn't it spread? Like if it, whatever, like skin it's on, if it's on your hands, wherever you touch, it's going to be on.
And the clothing. So as he was taking the clothes off, the oils are on the clothing. Oh, so the clothes are going,
So he's had this over a week now.
Yeah.
And now we're at the point of rubbing raw potatoes and salt. Is it curing it?
Yes.
Finally?
Yes.
No, it's not.
Now,
really?
Mind you, the timeline for it.
Okay.
Come on now, Bo. We all know those would have been healing up on their own anyways because of the time. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to let Steve continue to think that it's table salt. It's table salt and raw potatoes.
Okay.
Clear it right up.
I've got to ask. And I hope he's throwing out the potatoes and salt after he's rubbing it on himself. You guys aren't reusing, are you?
In
the
kitchen? No.
All right, I had to ask.
My God, we're not animals. We're just rubbing table stuff on our bodies.
Oh my God, eating it.
Presents. There's a lot of people saying that they use Fell's naphtha for
Steve's poison ivy
for drying that out. Have you ever heard of that, Hope?
No.
Fell's naphtha? It's old school. Like, it looks like 1950s.
Oh.
It is, like, in the bottom. It's never on the top shelf where all the fancy laundry stuff is. Mm-hmm. It's on the bottom because it's so affordable and old school.
And I've never used it.
I swear by that soap. When I found out about it, I started using it on any laundry stains so much better than anything I've ever. So is there anything that soap doesn't do?
Now, is that, like, far back enough for Steve's, like, tales?
Yes.
Like, is 1950 far enough back in time, or does it really have to be like 1700s for him to believe in it?
Well, what's it called?
Fell's naphtha. It's naphtha. It's very long.
So it's for stains and laundry.
Yes. It's old school.
Like, you don't really wash yourself with it. It's more for the clothing, but some are saying it could help the poison ivy.
Yeah, get the oils off your skin.
Mm.
And then dry that up. They said it works like really quickly, so I'm going to have to go. I mean, it's got to be better than potatoes and salt.
Yeah.
Nobody tested it. Oh my gosh, I rub potatoes on myself too.
92.5 WBE. With the B Morning Coffee Club, TJ Bo, producer Hope, 92.5 WBE. Coming up, we got the world's easiest contest to win the Guitars and Stars tickets. But first, Vending Chris wants to jump on and help us because he can't believe Steve is rubbing potatoes and salt all over his skin to cure the poison ivy. You believe in that soap, some have suggested?
Hey, listen, that Fell's naphtha soap is the best stuff in the world.
I guess so. It's like the cure-all.
I make laundry soap with it. I learned from my wife 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And there's literally three ingredients. Washing soda, borax, and Fell's naphtha soap.
And they're all on the same part of the shelving. Way down on the bottom of the shelf.
Let me tell you, if you're allergic to anything, like all that soap that has all the detergents and the crap, if that's one, it'll be like an eighth of a cost of buying laundry detergent, lasts longer, and your allergicness to the soap will go away.
All right, I'm trying to give the three ingredients again.
It's called Super Washing Soda by Arm & Hammer.
Okay.
Borax. And the Fell's naphtha soap.
Wow. Life hacking. Wow.
I know. He's like a mad scientist in the laundry room.
I learned it from my wife.
Then it has to be right. Vending Chris, create your own laundry detergent. Thank you so much, buddy.
Yeah, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.